Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, Vice President, Prudential Real Estate Professionals. Joining us again today, we are very fortunate to say, Chuck Shepherd is here. He owns and operates Umbrella Properties, over 2,000 apartment rental units managed.
And owned.
Also, Hoodoo Family Recreation Center and Recreational Land Management. So we've got someone who understands real estate. We're fortunate to have you here. Thanks for joining us, Chuck.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here.
Let's talk about the cycle, the real estate cycle. We're in one right now. It's always in cycle. What could you share on that?
One of the most important times in my life was in the early 80s when real estate tanked and then started coming back. There were so many opportunities there. I luckily had made some money in real estate in the 70s. And now in the early 80s, I started buying back real estate. Mostly, they were foreclosures that were owned by the banks and savings and loans. And they were able to deal with me directly. I started buying. I ended up over a period of from about 83 to 86 buying probably 500 units. We do it with 10% down and the rest at interest rates that were acceptable to both of us. So it ended up being a nice deal. And at that time, people were saying to me, do you really think real estate's going to come back? I mean, you know, they'd gone up in price so much in the 70s. Do you really think prices are going to come back? And I said, yeah, you're darn right they will. And they did. And the economy and real estate started going way up in the 90s. Now things have happened again. Essentially, the way I see it is this is a second opportunity for me to have my ship come in again.
You know, that is deja vu all over again when you go back and you say, what you said, I've heard in the halls in real estate right now, will values really come back? So there is that skepticism, and it is cyclical.
Yeah, I never thought that this really, these kind of opportunities that were in the 80s would come back again, but that's where we are. And for anybody who wants to cash in on it and they're willing to do a lot of work, now is the time to invest.
So if I were beginning right now and I had a reasonable level of intelligence but wasn't necessarily a genius but had the capacity to marshal up my forces and tend to deal with what I perceive to be risk, where would I start? What would you suggest I would do?
Okay, well, I'm not a gimmicky person like some of these things that you see on TV. If you don't have much money, if you can find somebody who just wants an honest person who is willing to take a real estate problem off their hands, you might be able to buy something. Duplexes are kind of like where I like to start. But if you can get something with pretty much no money down, a duplex is the place to start. See if you can get the owner to finance your real estate transaction if you can, and start that way. But be willing to work a long day. Don't think that you're going to get rich quick. Don't plan on selling off right away. That's been one of my things, is I haven't sold off. I still hold things that I've had for 20, 25 years.
Did you grab up early on in your plan fixers, or did you feel like that's something you needed behind you before the purchase?
I always bought things that where I could get it to be better. If it was a C property, it was usually in the by C, A through F. I mean, I would buy it in a D condition and build it up to a C+. If it was a B property, I'd build it up to an A-.
Chuck, thank you for joining us. We've got a lot more to see if we can draw from your experience and wisdom. Would you join us again?
I'd be glad to talk to you.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, Prudential Real Estate Professionals.
Have a fantastic evening.